Hey.
Welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 686. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 26 minutes as we talk about the albums I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We started with a cut from Kansas City band Double Drag. I played Miss from the band's new album Alone With Everyone that came out today, March 11th, on BLKC Records. This is a shoegaze record, but a very, very dense one, like Way Past Catherine Wheel. That song there has a little bit of shimmer to it. It's one of the lighter songs on there. I like it. The rest of the album is heavier and thicker and denser, and that may work well for you. You can listen to that online and find out, or show up on March 29th at the Record Bar for the band's release show and see the band live. All right, music for you this week. Let's play some. Here's one from Shadow Show. It's called On a Cloud.
Thank you.
welcome back to the Too Much Rock Podcast. We just heard from London's Comet Gain with the song Strip Poker, recorded on a John Peel session in 1986 and just released on a compilation called Radio Sessions, BBC 1996 to 2011. That came out on Tapita Records February 16th. It's an excellent compilation of four different radio sessions, kind of showing a little bit of the band's breadth from 1996 all the way to 2011, but it's excellent indie pop through and through. That song there is wonderful. I don't know if that was ever released or if that was limited to that session only, but it's a good one. Before that, we heard from Shadow Show from Detroit. The song is On a Cloud, and it's on the band's new album, Fantasy Now, that also came out on February 16th on Little Cloud Records. That one's got some indie pop to it. Also got a little more complications, a little more indie, a little more nuance to it. Both of those are good listens, and you can find those online. Give those a listen, see if there's something on there that works for you. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. Continue on with some new music here. Here's something from Daniel Romano's outfit. It's called Field of Ruins.
Looking at a mystery.
That is The Names from Rockford, Illinois, with the song No More Heartbreaks, originally recorded in 1979, but not released until last year, when it appeared on the Looking for the Magic, American Power Pop in the 70s, as a compilation that Grapefruit Records put out November 17th of last year. This is from the third disc. I played something from the first and the second, the previous two podcasts. We'll wrap things up today. This third disc is a doozy. It's got people you would expect, some people you wouldn't expect, and a lot of people you've never heard of. That's one of them. That band had one single, and that song wasn't on the single, but it's a good one, and I think there's lots on there that just makes this an excellent listen. I don't think it's going to blow any minds or change anyone's perceptions, but it's just a fantastic compilation to leave playing and enjoy just about every song on it. Before that, we heard from Daniel Romano's Outfit from Welland, Ontario. The song Field of Ruins, that's on his album Too Hot to Sleep, came out March 1st on You've Changed Records. That one is a good one. and all Danny Romano albums are good, and this one is no exception. It's got some that are a little raw. There's a little less maybe country or cosmopolitan sort of elements to it that we got on some of the previous Outfit records. This one has some guts to it, and in some of the songs, it's better for it. So anyway, give that one a listen. I think you'll find something you enjoy. I guess we should wrap things up here and let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 686. And I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like X, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, wherever. I'm there. Look at the concert calendar. So much is coming up here. We've got Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum playing at the Record Bar with Season to Risk on the 11th. On the 12th, Hail the Sun is playing their post-hardcore set at the Bottleneck. On the 12th, Spine is playing at Howdy. Thank You, I'm Sorry is playing at Encore that night. On the 13th, Sunny Day Real Estate is at Liberty Hall, or Gusters play at the Madrid, or Vertigo Waves are at the Record Bar. On the 15th, Smithereens are at the Knuckleheads. I haven't seen them ever. Seems like I probably should, so if somebody wants to send me to that show, let me know. I'll go. I'll take pretty pictures. Galeo is playing at Howdy on the 15th. Still Animals is at Hillsiders that night. That's where I'll be. On the 16th, Whiffs are at Hillsider. Neffelman's playing the Bottleneck on the 16th. Flooding is at Howdy on the 16th. Holder is at the Bottleneck on the 17th. Still Ill has a show at Farewell on the 18th. On the 20th, Black Flag is at Knuckleheads. Daniel Gum is at Farewell. 23rd, Dreamist are playing at Howdy. 68 is playing at Rhino. Nature Boys are at Farewell on the 24th. Guar is at the Granada on the 24th. On the 25th, we've got Slater Kinney at the Truman. Double Drag is playing that release show at Record Bar on the 29th. And on the 31st, Deerhoof is playing Bottleneck. Looking at the website, there is nothing new out there, but there sure should be. I've got a host of shows ready to post, photos, videos, all sorts of lovely things. So pop on there and you may see something new before I even tell you about it. And of course, we got time for one more, and lots of time, in fact. So you might think, oh no, he's going to play some crazy black metal thing. Well, yes and no. I'm going to play a track from the band April Mist from here in Kansas City, and they are a black metal band, maybe a post-black metal band, maybe a blackened post-rock band, who can say. But I'm not going to play one of those big, intense, scary, screechy songs. Instead, I'm going to play one of the instrumental tracks on the album, one that kind of shows the band's nuance and how well they handle atmosphere, and then they stretch out into that post-rock territory. The song is called David. It's on the band's album Homesick, which came out August 4th of last year. You can find that one online. You can pick that up on vinyl. Catch them as they're playing around town. Saw them a few weeks ago, and they were just lovely. So we're going to end things here on a nice note. Drift off with me and April Mist. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week. Thank you.